This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. On Tuesdays, we explore education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, we go to the first ever Mayor's Cup contest in Dallas. It's designed to showcase Dallas high schoolers as they debate a topic that's dominated Texas headlines. This debate takes off as North Dallas High junior Kathy Wynn declares her team's position on the topic at hand, school vouchers. They would give families state money to pay for private school.
In affirming tonight's resolution, we will argue that rather than enhancing our education system, vouchers deprive children of an equal opportunity for good education and instead leave the most needy students behind.
Sounding equally confident, Sophie Rahman, a sophomore at the Science Engineering Magnet, states her team's opposite view.
Many Texas schools remain on the failing school list. The most needy students deserve better options, and that is why we need education vouchers.
Vouchers, one of today's hot legislative topics in Texas, didn't get resolved in the Mayor's Cup contest. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings wasn't expecting students to resolve it. Instead, he's glad they're taking on tough issues because he says students benefit. He had the idea of a mayor's debate last year.
And then I started thinking about the issues that happen in politics all the time. Everybody hates everybody, okay? And everybody's yelling at everybody, and everybody's on social media, and everybody's tweeting each other these. And it's like, these are important issues. We should debate them in a civil manner. And if adults can't do it, maybe kids could.
The mayor talked to developer Harlan Crow about hosting this event. Crow built a state-of-the-art wood panel debate chamber at the Old Parkland Hospital. Then, Rawlings approached Adam Powell, who runs the Dallas Urban Debate Alliance. The 10-year-old organization teaches 1,000 Dallas ISD kids. Powell calls debate a great equalizer.
We see students that come in and they may be a marginal student, maybe a C student, but over time, after year one, after year two, year three in the program, they become more academically engaged and we start to see those grades increase exponentially.
It didn't take Kevin Malasol's kids at Florence Middle School even that long to become better critical thinkers and public communicators.
This is a school that's 96% free and reduced lunch, about 98% African-American or Latino students, the kind of schools that people say these kids can't do it, and they jumped right into it and started to win awards.
Thing is, ask debaters, both winners and losers, whether debates about winning those awards, and you get a surprising response. Victor Pena, a senior at Thomas Jefferson High, was on the winning team.
Honestly, I don't think this is a win for our debate team. I think this is more of a win for team debate, because Dallas Urban Debate Program, it's helped me a lot.
Pena's opponents, Ricardo Rodriguez from W.T. White and Sophie Rahman, offered similar takes.
What the purpose of debate is to bring out these issues in front of the public and talk about them. So we're glad that we're able to do that.
Well, at the end of the day, I don't think winning really matters. At the end, it matters the impact we do in our society and like our community in general. We learn so much just being here, you know.
Those high school kids hope others come away from the Mayor's Cup with the same lessons. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.